I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. Hour number three, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we roll through the Memorial Day Friday. A lot of you going to be hopping in your cars, driving all over the place. We will have a best of on Monday. Yes, that does exist. I'm told. Buck Sexton is out today. He is on early vacation with his early Memorial Day weekend vacation with his girlfriend. They're having a fantastic time, I hope, as we track what has turned into a serious story 72 hours after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. We have been reacting to the press conference that we began this show with live prior to knowing about the shooting situation and the fallout from that. We had recorded an interview with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This was a couple days ago we did this. So thinking it was going to be a Friday, relaxing Memorial Day, headed into the weekend. We did this interview, but I want you to know it's not live, and that's why we're not reacting to shooting-related news and whatnot. But I do think you will enjoy this. This is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and I hope you enjoy it. By the way, before we play it, I want to also let you know I want law enforcement to react to this situation. Load up the phone lines. Law enforcement in particular, 1-800-282-282-2882. We have been taking your calls, reacting to the data and details and facts that are coming out surrounding the shooting inside of that school. A lot of you want to weigh in. I appreciate all of you calling in. 1-800-282-2882. But here is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And I was talking earlier in the program today, Governor, about the fact that I'm going to be coaching and involved in Little League Baseball over the Memorial Day weekend. Those are my big holiday plans. I don't think your kids are quite old enough to be involved in Little League, but I always think this is pretty wild, and I'm not sure a lot of our listeners know it. You played in the Little League World Series as a kid up in Williamsport, right?
That's right, and it was the type of thing where we, at the beginning of the season in Dunedin, Florida, our motto was WWT. We wrote that on the bottom of our hats, and that was for We Want Taiwan, because Taiwan at the time was the juggernaut, and they would win the Little League World Series more often than not. And, you know, it then came out years later that, you know, they were winning 12-year-old Little League World Series with 14-year-olds, but nevertheless, that's just the way it was. And so that was kind of our goal. So we started from the district tournament, sectional, state, southern regional back then was Texas all the way to Virginia and the entire southeast, so 13 states, and there were only four American teams that would make it back then. And so that was a huge, huge undertaking, and we made it. And we didn't end up playing Taiwan, but it was a heck of a ride. And just as now as a parent, yeah, my kids are 5, 4, and 2, so the two oldest have played T-ball.
Okay.
And they both like it, and they're gonna want to do it probably going forward. But you do appreciate how much the parents have to put in to these seasons. I mean, we were practicing every day. You're traveling around the state for all these tournaments. It's like, you know, all our parents had to work and do all that stuff, but you basically go along for the ride. And so you don't really have summer vacation plans when you're in the heart of Little League summer baseball and the road to Williamsport.
Preach it. I'm in the middle of that right now. Now, I'm curious, do you still have VHS tapes of that run? When was the last time you watched something from your Little League World Series team? You guys ever have any reunions or anything like that?
So I went last year. They asked me to come for the Dunedin Little League closing ceremonies. And that was the anniversary, so this is 2021, it was the anniversary of our Little League World Series run. And I, when they asked me to do it, I'm like, yeah, man, I can't believe it's been 20 years. They're like, no, 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 Governor, it's been 30 years. I was like, oh, man, time flies. But so we had some of my teammates were there, and we were able to do that. And then we were able to speak to, obviously, all the current players and the families and whatnot. So that was a neat thing. And that was the same fields that I played on back when I was a kid. Back then, we had Dunedin National, which is what I was. You also had Dunedin American. They've since added those. That's just one little league now. But it's interesting. When I was 11, Dunedin National, we lost in three games and we were out. So very quick all-stars and no, you know, didn't have really much of a chance. But Dunedin American was one game away from Williamsport. They lost in the Southern Regional Championship. So that kind of gave us the notion that, hey, maybe we can do it when we're 12. And so we ended up doing that. But we had Dunedin American one game away from going in 1990, and then Dunedin National, my team, made it in 1991. So pretty incredible for one relatively small municipality.
I think, by the way, you also played at Yale, and if I'm not mistaken, George Bush Sr., wasn't he the Yale baseball camp captain as well? Am I wrong, or is that an overlap
there?
He was the
Yale baseball captain in 1948, and so he had already served in World War II, and then he went to college after that. And back then, Yale would go to the College World Series. You know, they were a good program, but the most iconic picture in the history of Yale athletics is Babe Ruth coming to Yale Field to get an award from the Yale baseball team, and George Bush 41 gave Ruth the award. And Ruth, he died within like a year, so that was like one of his last public appearances. And so that's something that's kind of reverberated. Now, I was the baseball captain in 2001 there, and it just so happened to be Yale's 300th anniversary. So they did this big jubilee in the spring to kind of celebrate that, and Bush 41 was kind of the featured speaker. So he was in town for that, and he asked to come and meet with the baseball team. And so I was getting ready to go out to practice. So Yale Field is not on the Yale campus. You kind of got to take a bus. It's in West Haven, Connecticut. And so you go, they'd run buses from the athletic department out there. So I'm getting ready to go on the bus, no different any other practice. The athletic director yells for me. He's like, hey, are you going to go out to practice? I'm like, yeah. He said, get out there, hurry up. And I'm like, it was weird. Why would you care with it? So people are like asking me about practice, like it was this big deal. Well, I get out there to the field, and there's all these guys with suits and the pieces in, kind of like in the bullpen area, and I'm looking at myself, I'm like, this is really weird. So my coach called me over, and he's like, listen, he's like, you see those guys out there with the suits? They're Secret Service agents. George Bush 41 is here. He's like, you tell all those guys before he comes here, do not drop any F-bombs in front of the former president. And so I was like, okay. But he came out and basically just started, talking about, our season and everything like that. But I thought that was really nice of him to be interested in coming out there. And this is a guy that obviously had done a lot in his life, and he was a really nice guy. And at that point, you know, I was somebody, you know, I was a blue-collar kid from the Tampa Bay area. I end up there playing baseball, but I had never really met anyone that was that well-known, and so it was kind of an interesting thing. But since I was the captain, I welcomed him to Yale Field, introduced him to the team, and we had, we kind of had a powwow session there all the way back in 2001.
Are there pictures of that or video of that? I don't think I've seen it.
It's interesting. There definitely are pictures somewhere. So it was the local paper in New Haven, the New Haven Register, was there, and they were taking pictures. And so I remember after that happened, one of the guys at the athletic department was like, you should get that picture, send it to him, he'll sign it to you and give it back. But, you know, I was graduating. I had all this stuff going on, so I just never did it. So they are out there somewhere. They may not be on the internet, but they're definitely there, probably within the newspaper's archives.
There we go, APB. I bet we've got people who could track that down. We'll see if we can find somebody out there to find that. Now, by the way, how would you assess your baseball, if you were a scout, what would you have said about Ron DeSantis, college baseball player? How would you have assessed your game?
You know, I mean, I was a good Division I player. I think I hit 336 my senior year. I always hit them. I was a 4-year starter. I always hit in the middle of the lineup, third, fourth, fifth. I think my coach actually, I had him come when I was running for governor, and I had him do, we did a rally, and I had a bunch of people just speak, like people I knew from the military or Congress, wherever, hey, you know, Congressman DeSantis, great guy. Here's what I know about him. Well, he spoke about coaching me and everything, and he had the crowd in the palm of his hand. These are like 500 activists down in Boca Raton, and he said, now listen, people ask me, was a good player. Here's what I'd say. I calculated his career stats, and I calculated Bush 41's career stats, and Congressman DeSantis hit 100 points higher than George Bush 41, and everyone started laughing about that. So it was fun, but it was interesting. The guy that succeeded me as captain of the Yale baseball team was a fellow named Craig Breslow, who's a left-handed pitcher from Trumbull, Connecticut. And he got drafted, I think, like the 15th, 20th round. He got released after a year or two, but then he got hooked up with an independent ball. He started throwing in the low 90s. He ends up in Double-A with the Padres, and lo and behold, as a left-handed pitcher throwing 92, you know, you're one call away from the big league. So he ends up in the big leagues a few years after he graduates from Yale. And he ended up playing 12 years. Fast forward to me getting elected to Congress in 2012, and people know that I'm friends with him, and they know that we played together. So these reporters would ask me, they're like, your friend Craig Breslow playing baseball, you know, for the, I think he may have been for the Red Sox then. He's like, why didn't you play in the major leagues? I was like, if you think I was good enough to play in the major leagues and I would choose Congress over the big leagues, you're nuts. I mean, of course I wouldn't be in Congress if I could do it. But it was interesting to be able to see that, and he ended up having a really good career. And I think other than Ron Darling, he probably had the longest pro baseball career of anyone that has played at Yale.
The reason why I bring up baseball, obviously, and I appreciate you coming on with us here as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend. Maybe you can share your Memorial Day weekend plans with your family and whatnot as well. But you've got baseball cards that are out, and you're raising money, which I think is a really cool idea, based on autographing those baseball cards, and it's a limited edition. Explain where the idea came from, what is on these cards, how people can get them.
Well, Clay, we've sold so much merchandise. I mean, people love the merchandise. We have Fauci pound sand flip-flops. We have T-shirts that have all the lockdown libs that have visited Florida and all this stuff. And it's fun, and we raise money, and it helps spread the message. But you're like, you know, maybe we should do some stuff that people would actually be able to keep as a memento. And so just growing up, I did the baseball cards. And so what we decided to do is we have a normal baseball card. So it's me in college, a picture of that. And that's numbered 1 to 500, just typical card. Then we have numbered 1 to 25, an autograph version. And then we have numbered 1 to 10, an autograph with a relic. So they actually cut up my old pair of black boots, and they put a piece of that in there, because that's what they do nowadays. They can put a piece of a bat or a jersey or all that stuff. So we ended up doing that, and so those are being sold. And, you know, people are doing, you know, thousands of dollars for the relic autograph. So we have that. We're also going to do, so when my staff was like, Governor, we need to get those boots. They need to do it to make the cards. I'm rummaging through my closet, and I found a handful of pairs of these old desert cami boots for when I served in Iraq. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, maybe we do something with that. So we're going to also debut in the not-too-distant future a Governor DeSantis Iraq War edition, where I'm in there in the desert fatigues, and they're going to do the relic is going to be pieces of the desert cami boots that I wore when I was deployed back in 2007. So those will also be an autograph. I think those will be numbered 1 to 10. So, you know, these are people that they want to contribute. They want to help the cause, and that's great. And, you know, people can go to, like, my website, rondesantis.com, and just give, and that's fine, and people do it. But for them to be able to get a little bit of a memento, I think people really like it. And these are limited. We're not going to just produce a bunch of them because they lose their value. So any collector could know we're very sensitive to making sure that these are limited edition.
Did you have a favorite baseball card? Last question for you. When you were a kid growing up, was there one you were most proud to have? Did you collect?
Of course, 1989 Ken Griffey Jr.
My favorite, too. My favorite, too, Upper Deck number one.
Say, I mean, the first one that was really big for me was the Don Mattingly 1984 Donruss. I mean, that was like the hottest thing ever. I had to find, I searched far and wide to get that. I did get it. It wasn't in great condition, but I did get it. But then when the Griffey came out, I mean, that was just there. And so, you know, I still have some of those Griffeys.
Me too.
I have. Some of them are in very good condition. I've got some PSA 10s. And so we're going to just keep those. You know, I would never, I don't think I could ever sell them. I mean, it just is what it is. And so yeah, that was kind of the epic rookie card.
Amen. Hey, have a good Memorial Day weekend, you and your family. I appreciate you swinging by. I know how busy you are, and hope you guys have a great time.
Okay. God bless. Take care.
That's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' taped interview again. Obviously, if you are around our age, and I think he and I are the same age, that Ken Griffey rookie card, number one, 1989, Upper Deck set, is the iconic card of many of our lives. So hopefully that gave you a little bit of a nostalgia. Now, much more serious conversation coming on the flip side. Going to take some of your calls reacting to the Texas news. Promise you, at 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 on the West Coast, we have a story that is going to brighten your day, Memorial Day style, as we head into the weekend. I promise you that is coming. In the meantime, there's so many different crazy market conditions going on right now. Everybody's trying to save money. You're driving past gas stations based on what the price is. Maybe you're buying generics inside of grocery stores, your trips to Walmart, Target, wherever you may be out there, Costco, trying to make sure that you save as much money as you can for your family. How many of you are spending 10 minutes to consider whether you might be wildly overpaying when it comes to your mortgage? We could save you $100,000 or more, potentially thousands of dollars a month and a year, just by calling American Financing. It only takes 10 minutes, and here's how you do it. Grab your phones, super simple, give them 10 minutes to see if they could save you $100,000 or more over the life of your loan. 800-777-8109. That's 800-777-8109. You can also visit AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. That is American Financing, 800-777-8109.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code CLAY, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Hope all of you are having a fantastic Friday as we get ready to roll into the weekend. Unfortunately, the fallout continuing over 72 hours since the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. We've been talking about it almost throughout the entirety of this program. And a lot of police officers have wanted to weigh in. So many different of you have made fantastic comments and helped us to understand this situation better. Want to continue that. We've got Steve in Spokane, Washington, by the way. Appreciate our audience in Spokane, where another one of those cities where the Clay and Buck Show is number one in the city. Big Hoops fans, obviously, in Spokane as well. Steve, you've got a chilling story that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, Clay, I know I'm supposed to talk as soon as you come on because I listen for your sports show. But anyway, I was in law enforcement for 12 years up in Washington and Idaho. And in 2017, my freshman daughter was involved, had a school shooting where she was at. Very small school, 700 students, K through 12. No one would ever think it would happen. Had one student was killed and three were wounded. And one of the things that we learned in law enforcement coming out of Columbine was you always go in.
Yeah. So when you hear that they allowed, and by the way, I appreciate you calling in. When you hear that they allowed this gunman to sit inside of these classrooms with armed, with kids still alive in there for 75 minutes, and also that police were in that building within 2 minutes and then basically pulled off pursuit, as a former law enforcement officer who also has had a daughter involved in a school shooting, your reaction is what?
I would have gone in. As a cop, I would have gone in no matter what they told me. And the only reason I couldn't go in as a parent that the shooting up here was it was already over. But it's just, you go in. It's just automatic. You have to do it. And they're taught that.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. Kaysen in Raleigh, North Carolina, another city where the Clay and Buck Show is. I've just got a little bit of time here for you. Actually, sorry, here's what I'm going to do. I'll hold on for Kaysen. We're going to hit him when we come back at the top of this next segment, Allie. We'll get a couple more of your calls because I want the police officers to be able to weigh in. You guys are a lot more informed about these situations than we are. We have a phenomenal Memorial Day story for you involving a 99-year-old veteran that is still to come here to close out the Friday edition of the program as well. I think you guys are going to absolutely love it. But in the meantime, I want to tell you, hey, look, here's the truth. If you're any kind of investor, you know how tough the market is right now. Gold is one of the most reliable things that you can own to help protect against inflation and the market's ups and downs. Oxford Gold Group is who we recommend you work with. They are the industry leader in precious metals, giving expert advice, offering gold at the lowest prices on the market. Oxford Gold will beat any competitor's price on gold, and they've made it easy for you to get gold delivered to your home. Here's how you do it. Call Oxford Gold today to request your free precious metals investment guide by dialing #250 on your cell phone and saying gold IRA. Again, #250, say the words gold IRA. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. For those of you out there that are just joining us, I'm going to play a couple of cuts that we had some of this live on the show to begin the program. We've had a fantastic show. Jack Carr, Joey Jones, Ron DeSantis, you heard from as well. We're going to have a phenomenal ending to the show, I promise, that will send you into Memorial Day weekend feeling better about the world. But first, I want to play the cut of... This is Stephen McCraw, Texas Department of Public Safety director, saying the decision not to go in the 75 minutes that were allowed this shooter to be inside of the classroom was the wrong one. Listen to this.
Okay, the decision was made on the scene. I wasn't there, but at the same point in time, you know, a decision was made that this was a barricaded subject situation. There was time to retrieve the keys and wait for a tactical team with the equipment to go ahead and breach the door and take on the subject at that point. That was the decision. That was the thought process at that particular point in time. For the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that. But again, I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you, from what we know, we believe there should have been an entry at that as soon as you can. Hey, when there's an active shooter, the rules change. It's no longer, okay... It's no longer a barricaded subject. You don't have time. You don't worry about outer perimeters.
Okay, so that is what was going on. I also want to play, and this is tough to listen to, they knew that there were still teachers and or students alive inside of these classrooms, 111 and 112, based on the 911 calls that they were receiving. This is chilling to listen to. Again, this is Stephen McCraw a little bit earlier, and then I've got a couple of police officers who want to react. Listen.
The caller identified, I'll not say her name, but she was in room 112, called 911 at 1203. The duration of the call was 1 minute and 23 seconds. She identified herself and whispered, she's in room 112. At 1210, she called back in room 12, advised her multiple dead. 1213, again, she called on the phone. Again, at 1216, she called back and said there was 8 to 9 students alive. At 1219, the 911 call was made, and another person in room 111 called. She hung up when another student told her to hang up. At 1221, you could hear over the 911 call that 3 shots were fired. At 1236, 911 call, it lasted for 21 seconds. The initial caller called back, student, child called back, was told to stay on the line and be very quiet. She told 911 that he shot the door. At approximately 1243 and 1247, she asked 911 to please send the police now.
So those calls coming in, 911, it was wrong not to have breached the door. We've got a couple of different people out there who want to weigh in on this, and we've obviously been taking a lot of law enforcement calls. The first caller is Jack in Adams County, Pennsylvania. You're a police sergeant. When you hear those calls about the 911 calls, when you hear that they allowed this man to stay inside for 75 minutes when there were still kids and teachers alive in those classrooms, your thoughts are what?
It just, it makes me want to vomit. We are trained every day, annually, biannually, triannually, how to take care of situations like this. And it's unquestionable that if you're the first on scene and there's active shooting, an active shooter going on, that you make entry, no matter what means. If you have to run a police cruiser through the front door, you make entry and neutralize that threat.
So when you hear that police were inside 2 minutes, so this guy, according to the press conference, was inside at 11:33. By 11:35, there were multiple police officers in the school pursuing him, and then they just fall back and decide to set up a perimeter after exchanging gunfire with him. In your mind, that's totally unacceptable police behavior.
It is unacceptable police behavior. I would hope that I would never react like that. It's a situation that I've not been in. But we train, like I said, you know, triannually to take care of situations like this. And the alert training that I was involved in, it's based out of Texas State University. It's advanced law enforcement rapid response training, teaches this. And we you know, we train with that alert training. It's based.
And the number one lesson there is engage active shooters. Go basically, sorry, the phrase here, but balls to the wall. If you're a police officer and you're responding and there's an armed man in the school, you throw everything else out of the window and you go after that guy, with the idea being maybe you can get him down, maybe he gets you down, but if he's coming after the police, he's not focused on kids or teachers.
Correct. It's I like your term, balls to the wall.
Yeah.
We, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a two-month rookie or a 23-year-old sergeant veteran that is first on the scene. They're trained to go in that door, whatever means, go to the sounds of the gunfire and neutralize the threat.
Thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate you letting us know. That's why I want to hear, and thank you for listening as well. That's Jack in Adams County, Pennsylvania, police sergeant. I mean, hearing from you guys far more valuable than hearing from me, and that's why this show is so powerful, is there's so many people with great understanding of these particular situations, including, I'm told, Kaysen in Raleigh, North Carolina, former Army Ranger and cop. You heard me play those 9/11 calls, chilling in the degree that they were occurring inside of rooms 111 and 112. You also heard me say the police now saying it was a mistake not to go in. When you hear 75 minutes that they allowed this guy to stay with a gun inside of those rooms with the kids, your reaction is what?
Yeah, it's just terrible. My heart goes out to the family of lost kids, and I have three small kids, and I wouldn't know what I would do if any one of them were in this situation. I mean, I would kid up and drive to my kid's school and go in there after the shooter. But yeah, it's terrible. We as law enforcement and my background in the military, I do not like to fail, and we just have to call it like it is. This was just a failed. This is a mistake. Smart people learn from their own mistakes. Wise people learn from other people's mistakes. And I think people in situations, unfortunately, when this happens again, officers will respond more appropriately, learning from this mistake. It comes down to it's a sin problem in the world. We all think, hey, we know what's best, but if we just put Jesus first, follow what his teachings are, read the Bible, pray, we're not going to go wrong. We're only going to get better. We're going to get stronger as a nation, we're going to get stronger as a person, growing our relationship with the Lord.
I appreciate your work. I appreciate your call. And certainly there are a lot of people who appreciate what you just closed with. When we come back, we're going to talk with a gentleman named Nick Leo. His father, grandfather, my bad, 99-year-old World War II veteran. I think you're going to love this story. It's going to leave you inspired as we go into Memorial Day weekend. That is next. And these people are doing an amazing job. As we enter Memorial Day weekend, it's important to remember why Monday is a national holiday. One organization that never forgets the sacrifices America's heroes have made for us is Tunnels to Towers. With each mortgage-free home provided to a family in need, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good, never forget. People who've risked their lives for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. It's Gold Star, fallen first responder families with young kids. That also includes our nation's most severely injured first responders, veterans, even our homeless service members. For some families, a foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home they made memories in with their fallen loved one. For other families, foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. All of this possible because of your generosity and support. Help our nation's greatest heroes and their families. You can join us and join Buck and I, who have both done this as well, in donating $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
you keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values. Premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Welcome back in. Final segment of the week, the Friday before Memorial Day. We wanted to make sure that we honored the service of all those who have given their lives for this country. And we have a great Memorial Day story for you right here. So Nick Leo is about to hop on with us. His grandfather, Nicholas Leo, joined the U.S. Army at 19 as a member of the 23rd Headquarters Special Troops known as the Ghost Army. They landed in Normandy. By the way, I have been to Normandy. One of the greatest days of my life was getting to spend an entire day touring the beaches of Normandy. It still looks almost identical in many of those places to as it did in 1944 when our army stormed the beaches there. While in France, Nicholas Leo met a young French woman named Pierrette Muller, fell in love. After the war, he went back to France to marry her with German POWs as witnesses. They were together 75 years before she passed away in 2020. He joined the Navy Reserve, served as a Navy radio operator during the Korean War aboard the destroyer USS Gatling. Where this comes into account here is I have open DMs. Sometimes that's because people are telling me that I'm the worst human being on the planet. Other times it happens that people slide in and tell me interesting things. I can't keep up with all of them, but I happen to be able to see Nick's message to me. Nick, come in and tell people what you sent to me and what happened as a result.
Hey, Clay, how you doing? Thanks for having me on. So we had a ceremony for my grandfather in our local town, and we had a couple representatives of local government from both New York Senators Schumer and Gillibrand, and he received all this recognition, and he also got letters from Pelosi and Biden, and my grandfather hates probably every single one of those people, and if had Schumer and Gillibrand actually shown up, he might have had some words, but he was very respectful to everybody because it's such an honor. Now, I said to him after...
By the way, he's 99 years old at the time that all this ceremony is going on, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, and he's still as quick as you can imagine for a 99-year-old. I mean, nothing gets past him. So Trump was his favorite president of all time. And I said to him after, I said, this is too bad that you couldn't have gotten this letter and all this recognition when Trump was in office. And he goes, that's my only regret. I waited all these years. This was classified in 1996 that he was part of this. So it's been a long time coming that he got this recognition. So I said to him, he said, I just wish this would have happened under Trump. So I thought to myself, I said, how can I get him something from Trump? So that's when I went to Twitter and I sent a bunch of DMs out to the Trump kids, Kaylee, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And then I thought to myself, send it to Clay, of course. And you checked your DMs, and within 5 minutes, sure enough, I got a response. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, wow, that was quick. So I said to you, I asked if possibly you could get maybe something over to the Trump people, that we could possibly get him a letter saying something similar to what we got from Biden. And within 2 weeks from you responding, I come home from work and find a letter addressed with the presidential seal and West Palm Beach address on it. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So sure enough, I open it, and it is exactly what I thought it was going to be, a letter for my grandfather congratulating him on this honor from Donald J. Trump. So I, you know, you had made that happen, and it blew my mind that it was like, it went from just a DM to get this letter in the mail. And then the next day I brought it over to him, and I handed him, and he looked at it for a minute, and then all of a sudden he looks up at me and his face gets all bright and just goes, Trump? And I went, yep, I got you a letter from Trump. And he was like, you got to be kidding me. And I go, no. He goes, of all the politicians I've written over the last how many years he has, he goes, the only guy who's ever responded was from Trump. And now I finally got a letter from him personally congratulating me. And it made his day. When I tell you, he talked for 2 hours straight. I haven't seen him with this much energy in months. And, you know, I just wanted, me and my family, Clay, are just so thankful for you being able to take the time to do that and, you know, send a message along. You know, it's something as simple as just, you know, a letter, but it means so much to somebody like him who waited so long for this recognition. And Trump was his favorite president too. So it was.
So 99 years old, he gets a letter from Donald Trump, his favorite president. And I saw this story. I am eternally thankful to particularly World War II veterans, right? If you have ever seen what they did. And so I happened to check my DMs. I saw this. I reached out to the Trump people, and to their credit, they responded almost, like you said, fairly instantly. Now, this is a great story. I think this oftentimes doesn't get told. Trump's a good dude. I mean, in general. And I know the media wants to destroy him and attack him and say he's an awful person. But I knew as soon as I saw your 99-year-old grandfather that he was a huge Trump supporter, and that he would just, because he had gotten a letter from Joe Biden and you sent it and said, man, he wished this had happened when Trump was in office. I said, I know if I get this to the Trump people, they will send him a letter. And what your grandfather he died recently, right? So he just died. But this is one of the last great moments, I imagine, of his life, was to get this recognition from the man he was a big fan of as commander in chief.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this was the last time I actually, he passed away a week ago, yesterday, actually. And it's the last great memory I have with him, is giving him this letter. And he finally got, and I think that's part of, you know, he was ready to go. He got the recognition he finally deserved. He waited 51 years before they declassified it. And then you add another how many years for this to go through to Congress. And I mean, it was one of those things that seemed like he got what he wanted, and then he was able to just, you know, he was good. And, you know, he was just, like I said, the happiness on, if you look at the picture that I had sent you with him holding the letter, you could see the smile on his face. You could just, it just shows how happy and grateful he was of it all. And to get
no doubt. Trump. And look, it's up, I believe, at Clay and Buck. There are so many awful stories, I feel like, as you well know, Nick, on a day-to-day basis that Americans hear about. I do think that oftentimes there's really great stories like this that don't get the light of day. So I just want to thank your grandfather. Thank everyone out there who served and have given their lives. Nick, I appreciate you reaching out to me. I was glad to be able to be a small part of helping him to be honored for his service. I'm glad that the Trump people were so responsive and were able to get him that letter. And thank God for his service. And I hope you and your family are able to have a little bit more joy in mourning what was an incredible life that he had. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Clay. Thank you so much again. Me and our family appreciate it.
Try to do a little bit of good out there as we roll into the Memorial Day weekend. Look, this is an incredible honor to get to talk to you guys every day because so many of you have served and fought for this nation. Whatever you're doing with your family, take a moment to thank everyone who has given their lives to allow us to have the freedom that we do every single day. People like Nicholas Leo, 99 years old, who stormed the beaches of Normandy to preserve freedom for the world. Thanks to Donald Trump for helping to honor him. Thanks to all of you for honoring us with your time every single day. We'll be back on Monday. Best of Tuesday Live. This has been Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden.
For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude.
People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu. Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.